Started. Okay, it is 6:01 on Tuesday, January 23rd. Got Kimber Pritchard, Scott Stephen Finley, Rachel Brunson, Virginia Wright, Scott Sunbloom, Elizabeth Rasmussen, and BJ Taylor. And let's go ahead. I'm guessing we don't have any public comments. I don't see anyone here that's kind of out of the ordinary. So.
Speak and now then, and forever hold your peace.
Yeah, pretty much. Next item up is the consent agenda.
Are we?
Can somebody make a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
Make a motion.
Yeah, to approve the minutes from our last meeting, November 30th.
Okay. I make a motion to approve our minutes from the last meeting on November 30th, 2003.
I approve. Or I second, sorry. I'm sorry. Long day.
It's okay. I'm not the only one struggling here. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. And that leads us to the financial report.
All right. So the report you're looking at is as of the end of December. So halfway through the year, 50%. We had a really good finance committee meeting yesterday with Scott and with Rachel. Things are looking good. I'm not going to lie. It was nice to be able to share that finances are in good order. You can see revenue wise, we're at 48%, 50% of the way through the year. So state, we're at 49, local, we're at 47. And the 47 is actually good. It's just we're going to get a lot of more interest in the second half of the year even than we did in the first. And so that's why that percentage is down a little bit, because our projections are up. Federal, we've gotten in $70,000 in lunch funds. And so we should be able to start requesting money in the next month or two. It's always kind of towards the end for the federal monies. So that's looking good. Expense-wise, everything is on track or behind in spending. The only one is just we had some fees and things in our very smallest category of our kind of miscellaneous and debt service, our dues and fees and banking fees in there. So that's just running a little bit high, but it's not an issue. It's just a one-time cost. For the month, we had more revenue than expense, 363 in, 359 out. So pretty close, but still the right way. Total cash, we're at about 2.6, which is awesome. So I just want to give kudos again to Rachel for kind of pushing me as well to apply for the loan and to go after the ERC tax credit. So both of those have really helped the cash position. We've got some good news with the ERC tax credit as far as being able to not worry about those funds with the IRS. Now, it's not completely in the clear, but they had the UAPCS had a independent lawyer law firm make a judgment on kind of what makes us a nonprofit versus a government entity. There's six tests, and you have to meet all of them to be considered a government versus the other. And they noted that they feel like we only meet maybe two of them. And so they gave an opinion letter saying that they thought that charter schools would be eligible for the ERC credit. So that's really good news. There's been quite a few different grants that Rachel and Virginia have gone after and gotten that are pretty sizable, you know, $50,000 here, that kind of thing. So that's really helped the budget this year. And then just little things like making sure that an overage in the water bill for a broken pipe gets returned. Rachel's done that, made sure we're going to get some money back on that. So just hats off, not literally because my hair's messy, to Rachel and to her team that's just done really well with the money. So I think that's all I was planning on sharing. Any questions?
No, I am I seeing this? We don't have the enrollment for December listed in there. But it looks like November enrollment went up.
Yeah. And I know Rachel will share that as part of her director's report, but okay. I'm not sure where we're at right now.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Thank you very much.
You bet.
And thank you, Rachel and Virginia and Liz, for getting those grants.
That is awesome. Okay, so I think we're on to the director's report.
You're muted, Rachel.
I'm gonna do this. I don't know why. Oops. Can you guys see this?
Yes.
Okay, good. It just seems like I do it differently each time, and maybe I don't. Okay. Enrollment. We lost a couple students that have been longtime Treeside Charter students that end up moving to Wyoming. So it's gone down a little bit. It's gone down about 4 students. There's 2 students that came in, and then they ended up going back to homeschooling. So we're at about 406, but we're still 7 over the 399 that we had on October 1st. So administrative items. We had funding come in for Grow Your Own Educator, digital teaching and learning, which we've been waiting for a long time, BTS Arts, which funds half of our art teacher's salary, and Gifted and Talented came in this year that we didn't have last year, and then Prevention Block Grant Funds, which was a sizable grant that was pushed forward and created by Liz Rasmussen. And we've also, this year, last year, we only did one evaluation for all of the teachers. This year, we're doing 2. Some of them, if their teachers have been here for a while, I allowed them to do a self-evaluation. And then the rest of them were Apple evaluations. We have about 9 people that are going through the Apple program through UAPCS. And we had those evaluations to get further their into getting their professional licenses instead of just their associate licenses. We've had 11 staff members, and this was funded by the Prevention Block Grant, complete trauma-informed learning modules. And more of our staff members have the funds to be able to do that and receive a stipend for that. Teachers are a lot more willing to move forward on training when they're being compensated for it. We had a classroom management training on January 16th. And so those people had already received the classroom management training the last time we did it, did some other things in their classroom, and then came back together. And some of them, they were doing it for the first time because we were doing safety care training as well. We had a Title I monitoring visit on January 17th, and that was fun because that was a big storm day. That seemed to go quite well. I was shoveling at 7 in the morning and waiting for the trucks that were kind of stuck in other places in Springville. And yeah, it was a bit of a day, but that's what always seems to happen. Well, our winter admin conference is February 2nd in St. George, and I will be going, and probably Virginia will be as well for that conference. So our academic program, again, is our balancing our Waldorf-inspired instruction with state standards, promoting real-life applications and experiential learning, integrating arts, music, movement, nature, and service, and using Fridays as an opportunity for part of our charter, which is our field trips, handwork classes, outdoor education, and community involvement. And it was actually really interesting. We were at the Charter on the Hill at the Capitol today, and we got to see a lot of different charter schools and what their charters entailed and what they believed was important. And it was fun getting to see the different schools. And we had a showing. We had our student council go there today. Kindergarten, these are just some of the things they've been working on. Kindergarten's had a snow week and force and motion. First grade talked about patterns, animal adaptations, and biomes. And what we're doing is we're taking the state core and then we're adding a little Treeside style to it. Let's make sure we have hands-on activities. Let's make sure they're integrating through the arts. Let's make sure that they are getting all sorts of different ways to learn instead of just paper pencil and reading about something through books. Second grade, canyons and power of water. Third grade, inherited and environmental traits and Skittles math. Fourth grade, earthquakes and Native American tribes of Utah. Fifth grade, weathering and erosion and learning about the Revolutionary War. Sixth grade, they actually did some budgeting if they were to create, have a Christmas party and holidays around the world. And our specialties, this year we held our winter program at Merritt Academy, and we were a little nervous at first because the specialty teachers really wanted to have it over there because they wanted a stage and more room for parents to sit and stand, but we didn't get to practice over there. So it actually went really well, and we are really excited about the turnout. But it was kind of a nail-biting thing at first, and we had to put these mats down and make sure no parents had their chairs on their gym floor, you know. So I was like the chair Nazi. Anyway, so, and then in art, they're learning about snowmen at night, in PE obstacle courses, in our yoga, meditation, and patterns in music. And so this is our cute kindergartners. They're learning about force and motion and gravity. And so they talked about that and did an art project with it. So, and this is one of our Spanish enhancement courses. So we talked about if our students are at an accelerated level with their reading, they in first and second grade, they'll go ahead and do their Spanish. And so they were making piñatas in Mrs. Barragán's class.
Nice.
They made all sorts of them, like unicorns and basketballs, and I just showed a couple pictures of them that are really fun. This is second grade. Mrs. Green class is on the left, and that's where they're doing the force of water, going down and hitting their canyons that they created. And then Mrs. Sundblom's class was creating art patterns and use some for their Christmas gifts for their parents. So it's all about learning everything that they do. This is Mrs. Goodman's class, and this shows where they're making a budget. And they also, you know, did some creative things with their gnomes that are from different places around the world. So we had our winter showcase, Simple Gifts, on December 15th. We had a purple ticket dance party, which was really fun. It was our glow-in-the-dark party on January 5th. Every time the kids earn 200 purple tickets, they get some kind of reward. Whether it's this was a really fun one, that was a dance party. We had a separate one for the kindergartners and for the other students. We had classic skate night on January 9th. Charter Day on the Hill was today. And then we are required by the state to do some presentations on Title I and have a parent information night. So we decided to also have a Glow with Treeside night and talk about our AR and our Waterford and our learning programs, as well as with our Title I information night. This Friday is our family field trip to local art museums, which is BYU Museum of Art and Springville Museum of Art. They can choose either one or go to both. And then on January 31st is, of course, our traditional 100th day parade, where everyone dresses up like centenarians. This just shows, I do want to do a shout out to Cassie Brimley. A lot of us in the front office and a lot of us teachers were sick during the whole, while we were getting ready for the winter showcase. And we went over to Merritt and we're like, nothing's decorated, nothing's there, what do we do? And she just took all of her breaks and at home time and created decorations to have over there. And she said, I just really appreciate it. She said, you know, Rachel, whatever I can do to make your life easier while I'm packing and coughing in the office. And that just shows we had some dress up days, and it's fun for teachers to get involved in our dress up days, as well as students, our dress up and our spirit days. And so this is our performance at Merritt Academy. So we did get some of those decorations up, and this is kindergarten doing their marshmallow. They do a song about hot cocoa, and then they throw marshmallows on the audience. And this is our fifth graders, and they're doing a Latin dance. And everybody loves those. We got a lot of really good compliments on the show. As you can see, it was a lot bigger auditorium. Like, people could sit on the floor. We had places for parents to sit. We had bleachers. And then if they wanted a little more, they could come up and sit on the floor closer to the students performing, as well as having a dance area in the back, which is where they perform their dances on the stage. This is our glow party. It was so fun. The kids had such a fun time with their glow party, and that's why we decided to have it be part of our parent night as well. These are our students. Their names were picked out of a hat out of the 200 Club, and they got to have a gift certificate to Canes. This was our skate night, and Jacob here on the right is one of our aides, and I'm not a really good skater, I guess. I can skate, just not roller skating, and he's even worse than I am, but he was out there on the ice falling every 5 minutes, and everybody loved it. Teacher highlights, third grade, we have Mrs. Everett, Senora Flores, and Ms. Aiden. And Mrs. Everett is all about arts and nature and hands-on activities and building relationships. And it just shows the different things she does. She said, I don't have any pictures of myself. And I said, well, I do, because I take more pictures of the teachers, whereas they take more pictures of their students. And so she really brings a love of learning to Treeside. And my son, when he first came from another school and came to Treeside, she was his teacher, and she was bringing up other photos and some of these. This was actually when he was first came to Treeside. He's the one on the right going to touch something in the green shirt, and she's continued that tradition of being a wonderful teacher that always brings on hands-on experience to the students and bringing the love of learning. Mrs. Flores she speaks Spanish, and she brings a lot of things like her Latin culture into the classroom. And so it was fun that they did a Latin dance with the students and an etiquette dinner. And so she has herself and what she does for our school. She always has a smile on her face, and she's always willing to move forward with everything. She integrates arts a lot into their activities, and that's a great thing that she brings to the school. And then it shows her, because we had a field trip up the canyon, the picture on the left, and we were trying to hammer and make little pictures out of some of the things that we found on our walk, on our nature walk. Ms. Aiden, Destiny Aiden, she is very good at art herself. And so she has decorated her classroom and made it a very nice environment for the kids to be in. And she actually made that little area with the arch where the students could read, and it's a little snake in the top there. Most of the kids at the school like the snakes and the pets we have in the school. And so she's also made a quilt, which we have. This shows one of the boys and his quilts, but she actually has a quilt that we have hanging in the front office. So they put it all together. And it shows that she's teaching the students beautiful art that they can do themselves. Okay, talked about enrollment, some administrative items, academic programs, Treeside happenings, and teacher highlights. Do you have any questions? Sometimes I feel like I'm an auctioneer and I'm talking as fast as I can.
Just the building's been okay since that little flood issue we had in December, and everything's been all right since then?
Yes. What I did was in December, before Christmas break, I had all of the drain lines, had them like cleared with water. They shot water up them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, now
I have somebody, I don't know the technical term for it. So I had somebody come in and use high water pressure and clean out all the drain lines. So I'd feel better about that. And then what they did is they actually, over with the water heater, they said it wasn't put together correctly, and I don't have all the technical terms for it. I should have had that in front of me, but it's been changed, and they put new copper piping and changed where the in and output of it is. So we haven't had any problems.
Good.
I'm glad. No more headaches like last year, right?
Yeah. And we got to go to charter, we were going to go to charter day on the hill last year, but that wasn't going to happen. So
no,
it's nice not having to deal with that.
For sure. All right. Well, I think we are on to deciding an official position for Kimber. Kimber, do you have any thoughts on what it should be?
No, I don't care. I'm good with either one.
Okay. Scott, do you have thoughts?
Candidly, I don't remember all of the other positions that we typically try and fill, so I don't know that I have.
I think secretary and co-chair are the two main ones left.
Okay.
Do you have a thought, Rachel or Steve? No thoughts? Okay.
Do you need to have a co-chair?
I don't know of any needs for either, but I suppose I could ask Erin about that. I told her to not bother coming in tonight since she didn't really have much to share with us tonight.
I think I shared this maybe last time, but there is occasion that like a board secretary, not like a person that takes notes, but just that position is the one that's requested to sign certain legal documents. Occasionally, it's not very often, but...
Am I able to sign those digitally?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know what they, it's like, you know, if we get a new contract or like, you know, things like that. So,
yeah.
Or like, you know, if you redid your articles of incorporation and asked the secretary to sign that. So, I don't think it's something that's really going to come up. So, and I would think with either position, you probably would do about the same things. So.
Probably. Yeah. All right. Well, and with that in mind, why don't we go with Secretary Kimber? You feel okay with that?
Sure. Just as you know, I have to sign anything digitally, so I don't know if that's a problem.
Because you're remote. That's yes. I'm sure we'll figure that out if the time ever comes for it.
Okay, sounds good.
But I guess we need a motion.
I motion that we place Kimber Pritchard in the secretary role for the Treeside Charter School Board.
I second the motion.
All right. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Rachel, if you wouldn't mind just updating the website or whatever. And I think that is it for the evening, unless anyone has anything else they need to bring up real quick. But okay, all right. Well, thank you all. Do we have a motion to close?
I motion that we close this open session of the board meeting.
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.